Tyree Yedidim, I hope that everybody's well. I hope that everybody's began the summer period in good health, in good spirits, Be'ez Hashem, under difficult circumstances. But I hope everybody's managing to keep strong. Everybody's managed to set up some kind of a program which is working for them as much as we're able to do. I understand. Yidden on this area, being nischazik, and everybody's trying to do the best for themselves and their families to do that, Be'ez Hashem, to try and keep calm, to try and be good and nice to each other, which is a very important avodas in times of challenge. When avada, our whatever we do, every bit of chizuk that we find ourselves connected to, every bit of extra hisboneness, that in the davening that we do under the circumstances that we find ourselves, and the snoring that we try to keep, and the makara of everybody around us calmly. There's avadas in iskabul barotzim b'kodesh baruch hu, yed abyssal under difficult circumstances, and trying to be masada ourselves for a day of avodas Hashem in the best way that we can. Is avada avodah chashuva, it's in iskabul barotzim, and hopefully Be'ez Hashem the difficulty of this period should go by soon. We should be able to greet each other erev Shabbos and during the week directly. Be able to see the peinema yeda eina. Be able to see lechdikait of yeda yid directly. Torah ponov and every yid we'd like to be able to experience. Be'ez Hashem, we should be able to do so soon. But I hope in the meantime that the ilims be mechazik themselves. The ikkud should be well. The ikkud should be content under the circumstances. Tom vos meken bin esdabik takodesh baruch in our best oifen. Try and fill the time positively in the best way that we can. And keep ourselves connected to Rabbein Shalom, connected to each other. We're thinking of each other. I'd just like to share one or two machshovas which are relevant a little bit in Yonah Deyoyimah from the parashas that we're learning. First thing I'd like to mention is, you know, many of us find ourselves at the moment of circumstances where a lot of our avodah has been done on our own. Our own mamash, our own dining room, in our own circumstances, framework, wherever we are, our learning, our davening, we try to be able to keep up, whether it's a kviyas on the phone, however it may be, to daven with the family members. But a lot of our avodah is, under the current matzav, is something which where we normally do publicly, machman shehayin talein. The davening, the tefillahs, for many are on our own. And I'd like to mention a very important nekuda from this week's parasha about the koyach of avodah, even, and perhaps even the meyuchad when it's done on its own. State, no, the most important helix to avodah, it's important, it's very difficult to try and weigh up, but avodah, which was had so much koyach and so much hachona, was the avodah of the kohen gadol, which went lefnai v'lefnim to the kodesh hakadoshim, pam achas bashona, with so much hachona and preparations and machshovas, Chashuvos, Eimol, with all the setup, is Arayin Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Pasuk says, V'chol Odom lo yeh bo'el mo'ed v'voy l'chaper b'kodesh atzeisa. The halacha is a gate Arayin Lefnai V'Lefnim. A kohen does his avodah, nobody's allowed to be there. Nobody's allowed to see b'chlal. And from this memos, without being ma'arich, we can see something very important. We would have thought after that this kind of avodah should be with some kind of public demonstration, should be something which is very impressionable. The ganze Welt kommt zusammen, und wir sind wie der Kohen Gadol macht seine avodah. But that's not the way it was. The Kohen Gadol made his avodah in ganze where nobody was involved bechal, kein und nicht gesehen. And from that we can see by us a meridike chashivas of avodah which is done between the person himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody else needs to see, nobody else needs to be involved. That which a person is nesoira within himself to do something in zayn machshov and davening, whichever it is, and any chaylik atzvila. You know, it's hard sometimes when a person is kaseid, whatever chaylik of avodos and lenin and davening, which is just on his own and achamal on his own, to find the right hisoiras, to see the right chashivas. It can be found in different, various so you find it, as a mensch macht up some mitzvah and avodah alein. But from them zetman faket, this avodah which had so much power, which had so much koyach to bring kapora and to bring brocha for Klal Yisrael, as we all know about, the avodah from Kohen Gadol with Lefnai V'Lefnim, that was avodah which achieved so much for the whole of Klal Yisrael throughout the year. But it was done and it was an oifen which needed to be one person on his own between himself and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bama says, the Avodah said, Akeda also, you know, I often think this, Akeda, Agant, the whole Karistral throughout the Deiris, we speak about Akeda every davening in the morning, so many references to other Akeda. Again, we could have thought that Amais Akeda was something which was done, the Gans Karistral were part of it, and the Avraham is Gegangen, or Midgenum and the Gans Olam, but that's not the way it was. Bama says, I often think, Mizman Lizman think, that if the Torah would never have recorded the Maisa Akeda, nobody would ever known about it. With the greater koyach of that Maisa Akeda had, the Torah tells us about it because we need to learn from it. But it's not something which needed other two people to involve. The two people, the other accompaniers, those who accompanied Avraham Avinu, we had to know, needed to stay behind. Avraham went on himself with Yitzchok ungeendigt. In fact, there's a very tire of off of Meshach Chochma. The state that the Malach, when he called out to Avraham Avinu, so the Pasuk tells us that Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem min Hashemayim. The Malach called min Hashemayim. I don't understand. Avraham Avinu had many Malachim which he experienced at his doorstep and in his home. So why was this Malach calling min Hashemayim? Ultimately, every Malach comes min Hashemayim, but the Malach could have come right next to him to talk to him. Avraham was quite rogil to have Malachim in his company. So the man, Meshach Chochma Gevaltige Teich, he says no, because this avoid of Avraham Avinu was analogous to Azay, the avoid of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Gohoich, so connected. And about that state, B'chol Adam lo yeh bo'yel moed. Nobody was allowed to be around. State in Yerushalmi state, as Afil HaMalach is not allowed to be there. Nobody's allowed to be there. Afil HaMalach make Nishayin Dot. It's interesting to Drosh of Yerushalmi. What's the Torah for Malachim? It's not for now. Or besteht the Chazal that nobody's allowed to be. I feel a Malach Matsuras Odom, a Geichnish Zain. If a Malach comes to talk, he's not allowed to be there. That's why it's Vayikrael of Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. The Malach could only call him in Hashemayim because he wasn't allowed to be present. Or for them, Zeman, I'm reading a message, and it's a really wichtige thing for us to understand in Avodah. I'm all we've got a Matzav Avodah where a person has to be Mechazik himself to do something. He's got difficulty, whichever reason it is, and he's so in Ashverikite. And it's mechazik to do something, not to do something right, not to do something which he shouldn't do. Well, there's nobody involved. There's nobody around. It's not something v'samachtem v'sagrisa bismedrash who is done with the tzibah from Yidden, hareini muchum v'mzumen v'lashem yichud v'machta grisa brocha v'nalos v'gen omen. It doesn't need to be that way, v'chlap. Avoida was a mensch macht alein with Ribbono Shel Olam, with his avoida, with his hachona, with his heart, that has the greatest power. There's nothing that can be compared to hazasot avoida. That's the message which we take from v'chol adam v'yibel moed. But Afrish can mention to be able to do Hoich Avoida. Avada, we need Minyan, we need to say Kaddish, we need to say Kiddusha when that's relevant, and when that's not relevant, so we do Avoida, which is between ourselves, but we can be Mechazik ourselves to see the value of this kind of Avoida as great as any Avoida which can be done with masses, which can be done with great, with big, great numbers of people involved. I'm all a mensch meint, you know, if he doesn't do something which is mefarsim, berabim, metatzibur, it doesn't have any segrisa to yeles. Obasinisht azoi, doesn't need to be. Sido azavoidin azavoidin. There are sometimes when a person is mezakeh acherim, and there are sometimes when a person has the opportunity to do bein oile bein koinoi. But this week's parasha tells us that this is no less valuable. Umfakeh, dort licht a gewaltige koch van avoida. When a person does something within himself to be connected, even if there's nobody else ever involved in this bechlal. That's a very important message. Another Indian, Rabbi, is I'd like from this week's parasha to share with you words of chinuch. And I'd like Be'emes, perhaps to give ourselves a few minutes, maybe to learn it together. For those who have opportunity, can take out a chinuch in Parshas Kedoshim, Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. It's words of chinuch which people can learn themselves, can learn with their families, can learn with whichever. Kolishmi Yisrael has a very important relevance and shaykhus to the message, to inspiration of this kind of the words of the chinuch. The chinuch is based, you know, we've talked a lot about the inyan of dibur, the inyan of shmiras ha-dibur, and koyach ha-dibur, and this is a chilek of what we've been misboning about. We learned in last week's parasha. Last week we took this inspiration of understanding that bedidas, when we cut off a little bit from others, then we have this internal kind of a chizuk to know that we don't live life with other people, and that's the tikkun of the metzora a little bit, not to compare ourselves with others, and that's a bit our tkufa. You know, I say to people, people say that this Pesach was a Pesach which they didn't need to spend as much this Pesach as they needed to do on other times Pesach. It's like a gewaltige schuss for the tzibu, it's like when kimcha the pischa that Pesach, people, you know, it's like a gewaltige schuss for Klal Yisrael, although times are not uncertain to say the best, to describe it in the best eifen. But b'cholzois, there were people giving out stockers and people making sure that everybody should have a yontov what they need, no less this year, and I think maybe even more this year than previously. But for the people I was involved with, many people said, you know, this year they didn't need so much for Pesach as they needed previously, because they didn't need the new clothes, v'chadoyma. And chazok nafazich, Rabbi, you say, if you didn't need it for yourself, you don't become any less comfortable when you can make a Pesach with other people around. When you can't go to shul and you can't go down the street, dafnish. If you don't need it for yourself, you don't need it when you live with others. And that's a chelik of a very important message that we get from this tkufa of chayis. Don't call it isolation. When we stand ourselves, we start to internalize that we don't live our lives with others. We don't need to compare ourselves with others. Not our hatzlochas, not ava, nishke kovet, nish hatzlochim et kindem, et shiduchim. It's got nothing to do with anybody else. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us. As analogous to the Bodod Yeshev for the Metzora, which is his tikkun from his Midas Rois, his Diburim Rois. It's a message which we've spoken about. And I think we can always continue to work on. But there's something specific in this week's Parsha B'Divrei Achinuch, and it's relevant to anybody. Everybody has the Kerech speech, which the Rebbeinu Shem has given him, has to learn this Chinuch. The Chinuch speaks about the mitzvah in the parasha, the avir lo yikalel, lo yisakalel chayrish, lo yikalel, lo yisakalel chayrish. In Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudalet, the Pasuk says that a person should not give out a curse to anybody. Even a chayrish, I don't want to get involved in the moment about why the Torah singled out a chayrish, somebody who is perhaps oblivious to what's happening around him, why the Torah chose us as an example of the Issa to give out a klola. But I'd like to share with you the Divrei Achinuch, and as I say, I'd like to advise people to look at it, to learn it. The Chinuch, as he does, often he goes through Shorosh HaMitzvah, a little bit of the reasons. Why not? What's the problem? And he says that very, very important, you say this to Kinyonim, in the Inyan of this din that the Torah says, Lo Yisakal Al-Khayrish. Sokter Azay, Afal Pi She'im Bonu Koyach, and for those who can take a Chinuch and look at Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, we can learn it together, and we're learning it for Sazaman and for the best of our abilities. Although we don't really understand and we can't work out how this klala affects the person who we've given this klala to. You can't see any physical effect, we don't know how it works. How does it work that a person says a dibur and it makes up a difference to somebody else? Yeah? The Chinuch says it's a very interesting, you know, he puts some practical kind of attitudes to klolas on the table. Yodanu derech klal mikol b'nei ha'olam shechoshin liklolas. We know about everybody in the world, they're very nervous, very scared about klolas. Bein Yisrael, bein sharomos, ayid and afin agoy, mezok da klola, he gets nervous, he's uncomfortable with klolas being meted towards him. V'yomru shekilas b'nei adam gam kilas hedye tase roshim b'makulu. Everybody feels and thinks, is convinced, that a klala against him will have an effect. And cholila, something negative that's a curse that's said towards him, will be something which will cleave, which will stick to him, something which will happen. And because this is something which seems to be accepted by all, everybody, so therefore, we can suggest that the reason why the Torah asked a person to give a klala is for simple reason. Ki misherosha mitzvah, the reason why the Torah tells us lo yisakal al chayresh, shenimnanu, shemonanu Hashem, mehazik befinu lezuloseinu. The Torah tells us don't cause damage to others through our mouths, kemoi shemonanu mehazik lehem b'maisa. Just like the Torah tells us not to cause physical damage through injury, through stealing, damaging his body or damaging his property, the Torah doesn't allow us to do it. So just like physical damage is restricted, who add in damage which you'll cause to him through a dibur. There's a covenant which has been given to the word of lips, the koich of the mouth, al tiftach pevi, the Gemara zokt, There is a koyach with a person's words to make things happen. How? In the physical world, we can't understand it. There's not something which words seem to be able to create in anything physical. I'll explain to you why. So the chinuch is understanding, kipshuto, the reason not to give klolos is because you're going to cause harm, you're going to cause damage. Maybe we can understand. The koach of speech, the power of speech within, with given to a person. The chelik of a person's speech is connected to something ruchniistic. It's connected to something godly. It's connected to a koach elyon. It's not unlike the rest of a person's body, which is only physically, has only a physical kind of a koach. It's only created in something to be something physical. Aber dibur is something which is connected totally differently. Zogde, the nefesh hamad, this is divrei achinuch. Kafi kemoish akosov, and he says a very famous taich from the Targum, vayipach ba'akpov nishmas chayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu were instilled into a person, nishmas chayim, which refers to the koach of his life, his neshama, the Targum unkelos, and the Targum translated, l'ruach mamalalo, a koach of speech. So nishmas chayim, the chiyus of neshama, is and to be understood as that koach ha-dibur of a person. Therefore, because the koach of a speech, the koach ha-dibur, is something which is a koach al-yoni, which is something which is a spiritual koach, therefore, nosam ba-koach rav lifoil, it's given it such a mightyful koach, such a potent koach, to be able to affect and to achieve afilu b'ma shehu chutz mimenu, even something which is way beyond where it actually seems to be found. And I want to explain what he's saying in simple terms. A person's body, which has a made up of a physical being, a hand can only affect that which is in physical contact with. Whatever hand meets or hits or hits or throws towards, that's as far as it can connect to, it can affect. A hand standing here in Manchester or in wherever it is in Yerushalayim can't affect something other than in the world. It can't affect something beyond where it can physically contact. Because our whole koyach, our abriyas, our gufa adam is something which is created in a physical world with its physical limitations. Adibur is a koyach al-yoni, it's a koyach ruchni. Koyach ruchni is not limited b'chlal to any physical kind of limitations. It can affect way beyond where you can see it landing or hitting, because it's gated ruchni, the richtiyistik and musogim are not limited to physical kind of limitations, and therefore a word which is connected to koyach al-yoni can pull down in the ganze welt. Tamir de gezach was a koyach in a koyach adibur of a person. And the chinuch goes on to say, there's a vertif of chinuch which is so simple but profound and important to understand. We talk about the koch of dibur on the one hand, cholila, not to say something which a person should not say. What's the choyma? Yadua, the Gaon of Geres Hagro, anybody who's ever read it will know how much he writes that the greatest kilkul to a person's neshama is through what he speaks about. Speaking things was matonish, whether it's devorim grobaver to cholila, although saying things which are not true, or saying Lashon Hara, to say Gavaltig Kilkin and Neshama, more than everything else that a person can do physically, as I stayed and gone, because the Chelek HaDibur is the Chelek HaNeshama. That's where it's connected to. That's on the one hand. Saying things was Matonish, like Gavaltig Kilkul, Mitzat Sheni, saying things that we should say, Dvorim Shebe Kedusha, Dvorim Shebe Tfila, Afilu, compliments. And restraining myself from not saying what one shouldn't say is avoda gedola v'chashuva meod, and anything that a person doesn't say what he wanted to say or to gemachta, and avoda, everybody knows the Gaon, the famous words of the Gaon of a chol rega shodam boli bespeh, if he holds himself back from not saying something negative, is a zeichel oiragonus she'ein kol malach obera yochel l'shar, something which is so great and so powerful in ruchnistika, lichtikait, and atzlochas gevalt. But why is it that this is so, the whole world is toil and the koach in diburim? Because diburim is koach ruchni, is the ruchni is the connection to the welt. That's what the chinuch is saying. And the chinuch goes on to say, V'al ken yodano v'nira tomit, ki v'fi chashivas nefesh ha'odom v'dvikus v'elyoinim, ke nefesh ha'tzadikim ha'chasidim, yimod v'orem lifo b'chol ma'ashi yidabro ilov, v'vesim get tzadikim, you get brochus, and it's koach, why? And it works. Because dibur is something which is connected to dovah ruchni, and the more a person's ruchni is tikkun musogim, or is geidl, or dovah k'takodesh bochu, the greater koach that there is in dibur. That's something which everybody knows and everybody understands. The Chinuch goes on to say that there are one or two other reasons that a person should be aware of not saying klolos, which I'd like to mention also. We're learning the Chinuch, let's learn it. But the Eikim and Afka, then Rabbi said the Koyach of Dibur is something which we can't adequately understand, we can't be toifist, but taki because it's Ruchni. We don't see, we said Amol Avol Lashon Hara. We don't see houses falling down, we don't see people becoming ill, we don't see this kind of, we don't see the effect, we don't see the effect of Ruchnias, we don't see anything happening as a result. But the emes is, this is a gewaltig, is something which can, on one hand can create emes and kilkul, and on the other hand can be something which can create great tikkun. We have to understand and appreciate that. The edelkeit and the koyach, the power, the potency of a person's word. As I say, learn the chinuch, read it inside, learn it with the mishpochas, you'll get such a tehillah from them. In how we use our speech properly and understanding the power of words. The efshaloi ma'oid. And the Chinuch says there may be one or two other reasons why a person should be careful not to cause klala to others. He says two other reasons. Just to finish off this piece. In order that there shouldn't be machlikis amongst people. He says, very interesting, even if you say a klala about somebody without him, not in his presence and not in his company. People get to find out what you say. Maybe words of his klala will reach the ears of the person against whom he said these words, and it'll create machlokes, it'll create pirud, it'll create merivo. Don't say klalas towards anybody, even if he's not listening, because he can get to find out, it causes a breakdown of shalom. That's the second reason not to say. Und der Rambam sagt der gewaltige Sach. War Rambam sich reide den Roch am aber tam mit zu so. Kedei she lo ya ni an nefesh am kala an akoma. The tachlis according to the Rambam is nothing to do with the makulu. Nothing to do with the one against whom he said this klala. But it's for the person who is saying the klala. So the Rambam, the Torah, doesn't want a person to become a bal kas, to become a belligerent person, to become somebody who's out there just to take vengeance against others. A person who says divrei klala is somebody who is harboring and harnessing very negative feelings towards other people. And that's a situation, that's an attitude, a matzav that a Torah doesn't want within anybody. You shouldn't reward a person who says klolas to want to take vengeance against others. He doesn't want it to become such a bad-tempered person. Zot the chinuch as a seam of this. Venerli midvarov, from the Rambam I understand. Shaloyirahu bedaito nezek ala makulal beklola. The Rambam is not concerned about the nezek which happened to the makulal, but rather the refinement of the character, the personality of the makalal. Don't allow yourself to say such kind of words. Elo shatarche gatorin mitzad the makalal. Zot the chinuch, the Rambam doesn't want the makalal. Shaloyargil nafshoy ala nakoma. He doesn't want his nefesh to become so grob and to become a bal kas and somebody who wants to injure others. The chol di rabbin in a kabul zok the chinuch was the Rambam zok binach mekabul. Aba im hayos li beinu nechaz b'mashik asavnu yos. Zok the chinuch. But what I wrote at the beginning about the koyach of gibul to me is something which is even more niskabul. It's something which I feel is closer to the pshat even than the divrei Rambam. And I must say, Rabbi Yisai, this is kima uncharacteristic of the chinuch. The chinuch alamo brings the Rambam, and kima is mevatel self to the Rambam legamri. And he brings the Rambam with the greatest covet, as he always does, but he says that I still feel that the inyan of loisakal al-chirish, the problem is because the koyach adibur is so powerful, and the Torah didn't want there to be anything negative, any negative effect about anybody else. Maybe the kavetah from chinuch. Rabbi Yisai, we can take from this taker a gewaltige, important kind of a message about the how much the power of dibur is and how much the koach of dibur that we have an opportunity to use. Cholil, I can't say to misuse and to abuse, although that's something which is, both of them are very relevant for us. I just want to finish off with the intaich and aposuk. We could then, Rabbi, say just a little bit of a summary of today's kind of a chizuk inspiration. The Lo Chol Adam Lo Yeh Bo Yel Moed tells us the value of an avodah which a person does with himself and the Rebbeinu Shalom, his self-restraint, his chizuk, in whichever way, agut hazach vosamach, and as mechazik, in avodah in any way, in avodah ben olam chaverim, ben olam amokim, ben olam in his tefillah, even if it's done something which is done without anybody being aware. Obadotin likt gevaltike koyach. That's a one nekuda. The tzveita nekuda is the power of speech, which the chinuch in this week's parasha gives us to understand so really. The last thing I'd just like to share, the posuk in this week's parasha, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, mire dike mitzvah, libo m'nat tzveita yid, break down all the mechitzas, don't allow any kind of bidus rois to be between us. The emes is, just want to explain, the parasha starts, kedoshim to you, you should be a holy people. And as I often wondered and discussed, that you would have thought the parasha of kedoshim, when we talk about kedusha, about being detached from minyanei olam, so you would have thought we're talking about sugya v'arayas, as Rashi says, kedusha really means arayas, u'macholos asuras. The emes is the continuum of the parasha talks about lois selech rochel ba'amecho, lois sashek esreyecho, lois sekal al chereish, all these things, v'ahavta recha kamoisha. What's that got to do with kedusha? Oh, benon l'chaveri, how does that find itself in kedoshim? Kedusha is after Shabbos, after, as I say, other yonim from Arayas, from Shmira, from Halochas. What's not this mit all been on the Chaveiroi? The Temes is Rabbi says, Nishtazoi. Kedusha means self-restraint, control of a person's taivas. A person lives a hecher leb, and a leb from Tveikas, that God has spoken, that is Nimshach, is not Nimshach, but his taivas. That's just as much in Benon Chaveiroi as Benon Lamokai. You hold Loi Seilech Rochi, Loi Sashik, Loi Sekalu, and the Spitz is Vahavtar Rechok Amoicha. How much does a person need to have control of his middas and of his taivas, not to say anything negative to anybody else, and to love other people? To have multi middah of kedusha, restraint, control, discipline, hechekai, this is kedusha. The Torah finishes off, "Ahavta l'recha kamoicha ani Hashem v'lechibuzog navot v'sidov v'sidok tefa chesidim v'olam chesidus v'tzigim multi emes." The pasuk finishes off. Pasuk says, "Ahavta l'recha kamoicha ani Hashem." The Torah calls for Avos Chavirim. Avos Chavirim is, as I say, no negativity, only complimenting others, looking the Tevas Chavirinu, trying to help out other people. It's an Avodah which we mizvoinen about in the ways that we relate to this. But the result of that is, the daughter of Rebbeinu Shleilim, the grace of Rachman for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Koyach, the Hamlochas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's V'ahavta L'recha Kamoicha, when Klal Yisrael love each other, care for each other, and look for the Ayin Tov of each other, look to compliment each other, the Tov, then this is the Ani Hashem, then there's the Gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's the Kiddush Hashem, and there's Ani Hashem, V'simoli Rachmim, the shame for Rachmim, the Rebbeinu Shleilim zol health and beza Hashem is on the chazik verum. We should continue thinking about each other. The zayin gezunt, the zayin gebench, and zayin matzliach. Care and things should be ruined for us. And we should continue to find his iris, to find his chazkus, and dveikus takadosh baruch hu to each other with all our with of the best oifim. So neskayim verum beinoinu vein chol Yisrael v'haftar recha kamoicha. So zayin any Hashem was Rebbeinu Shleilim should bring us all beza Hashem simcha. Nachas, Hatzlocha, Harvocha, and Gesund. A good Shabbos to everybody. I'm thinking of you. We're all thinking of each other. We're all zayin gebench zusammen. Hatzlocha, Gedolah, and Aziz, a good Shabbos, Aziz, Zuma.